done thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy word. Moses commanded us the law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was saying to Shurim, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together, that Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring amongst his people that his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou in help to him from his enemy. And of Levi he said, let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. He said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgment, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and hold for sacrifice upon thine altar. Down to verse 18. And of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tent. They shall call the people unto the mountain, for they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the sea, and of treasures hid in the sand. So the Lord with blessing. We shall speak us faithful one moment, please. Our Father will look to thee now, but last evening, we looked at the first three sons of Jacob. They were known as the sons of Jacob and the sons of Israel. With regard to Jacob, we see last evening, that's his natural name. That was his name before his salvation. He was a supplanter. But then Israel was the man who tired with God. And you'll know how it speaks of Jacob and of Israel. We looked at Reuben, and when he commands his blessing upon these 12 sons, he speaks of Reuben, his firstborn. There's a number of things of Judah about this man. It's the beginning of his strength. Unstable as water. And I tried to show a few things about water last night. Some things we didn't say. You know, water is not that always puts them everywhere. You can put it into any shape of a vessel at all. It'll fit in. And it always takes the least little resistance. You could see water turned by a straw. A straw. You see a straw out the side of a brook. And it puts into water. You can see the water going around to the side of it. It won't go up the hill naturally. It has to be forced up a hill. It always takes the least load of resistance to. That's water. And here's a man, and his father looked at him, and he says, look, Reuben, you're unstable as water. I can put no dependence in you. And although he was a well-wishing man, and had great desires to save Joseph the time he was cast into the pit, he was unable to do it. And when he would have stood for his brother Benjamin, his father said, definitely not, my son won't go down. I wouldn't put him in your care. I want to say, beloved in Christ, it's a sad day when any child of God is at the place. When they have no confidence with their brother. It's good when the brethren can put confidence in a brother or a sister. And say, there is a brother, there is a sister, and they're stable. You'll get them where you left them. I want you to think of Simeon and Levi. These two go together, we put them together last night, but I thought I would want to stop the meeting punctual, and I cut out, and I didn't go on with all I desired. In the first part, we have a man who had no conviction. In the second, we've got two men under marked cruelty, the very opposite. You see, there are some Christians lackadaisical, and they're all Christians on their very religion. And they smoke the tea and the dot the eye. And I want to tell you, you can do all that. And if you haven't love in your heart for Christ and love for God and love for His people, all your truth means nothing. I believe in the truth. I try to practice the truth. But there's one thing I desire, and that is to have it in fellowship with God. Very important.
Peter then, they were mocked for cruelty. Instruments of cruelty were in their hands.
What the instruments were, I don't know.
But as I said last evening, they put the cruelty in your hand or mine. As if it was something we would say. And if it was some attitude we could have. And they could harm or we could wound a brother or a sister. That maybe wouldn't get over it for some time. Therefore, I should always consider my brethren and my sisters, consider their personality. Consider the fact that they have weaknesses. And I should consider them and watch that my behavior would not wound some of my dear brethren.
How easy done.
And you know, a brother wounded is harder to wound than a strong today.
They were cruel. What did they do?
And they're angry to see a man. Now they were angry, they had a right to be angry.
Look at chapter 38 and see what happened to Dinah, their sister.
They had a right to be angry. But the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down in your wrath. It's too bad when I realize there's a thing wrong and I act in it right.
They acted after the left your man, you see.
And they acted in the flesh. And here's what their father said. Cruelty.
Yes. Yeah. You make a remark for that, do you? Sometimes you say, well, you know, I've agreed. We all agree. I've disagreed. We all disagree. I sometimes am angry. We're all angry, aren't we? How do we work it? What way are we going to work it?
I have it out with so-and-so. I put them against the wall. I let them see where to get off at.
Is that it?
I don't know.
There's an old brother in the north of Ireland who's gone to heaven. And I'm with him.
I thought of this speech for 2 hours every day on one occasion for 22.
And I learned from him. He lived outside Murray.
He said to me one day, said Jim, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you any enemies?
I looked at an enemy.
My word,
I sure have.
What do you do about it? I said, come on, what do you do about it? Those that harm you, those that do things and you're not pleased at,
yes.
Their attitude, their behavior, their conduct,
yes.
They would do things in you personally,
yes.
What do you do about it? Come on, he said, tell me.
Do nothing.
Do what?
Nothing. Not pray for them. Come on, he said, be honest. This is a do nothing. Well, he said, you're wrong. I'll tell you what to do, he said. You ask God to bless them.
Don't you tell God how to bless them now. But you ask God to bless them.
Are you leave it with God? Keep ye your soul right. That was 12 years ago. And I said, right, brother, I'll do it. And from then till now, anyone who becomes my enemy, I just pray for him.
Now, that old brother said, I want to tell you that. In the sunlight, he said, there was a brother and sister came into it. And he said, that particular brother sat a church and overthrowing me.
I was in the meeting for 41 years. An old man at this time who's 79. 41 years in the office, not to make it or sound right.
And he said, this young man comes in, and he would sit right with God over me and over everything. He got up and preached at me on Sunday morning. He did everything but mention the name. He tried his best to turn the brand against me. But what I do? Well, I put in my coat and use my authority. I said, he said, then,
no, what I do? If I went to the bedroom, my friend.
I said, oh God, I desire the maintenance of the testimony. That's in danger.
This could develop into a bad ride.
Bless that man, bless his wife. Now you know how to bless him.
Good help.
I did not go to the white man, but I asked Jordan and gave him a testimony. Brother, sister, you have some difficulties. You have some problems. Don't you fight your own battle. Leave you the case in the hand of God. God will answer for you, and he will bless you, and he will heal it up. Here's what Jacob does. Curse us!
Bring your anger.
No blessing to these two brethren. As I said last night, they are brethren.
Yes.
No gentlemen. We wouldn't question them. They're in the family.
There are those we wouldn't question. They're in the family.
Ah, but look how they act and how they behave. As I said last night, and I still maintain, I know nothing about any one of this assembly, and I'm sorry. Therefore, I can speak as forgive me was, and remember, before I came to you, I sat 6 or 7 hours today putting this against the star. See how it works.
Cursed be their anger. In their anger, they slew a man. Number one. In their self-will.
They did on a wall. What does that mean? The wall of separation.
What?
Nehemiah broke the wall off.
Here, two men that take you down.
I want to say, brother, you try to maintain your ring at all costs. And their hope was that it likely be death. Somebody suffer.
And what more, likely the wall will suffer too.
You got that?
The wall will suffer too.
Here's what Jacob says in his letter, right? Because of what they have done. I will divide them in Jacob.
What have I done in Jacob?
What does that mean? I'm going to give them their abortion in Jacob. What Jacob? Just a blunder.
The old sinner, the old crooked person, I'm going to give them their portion there in crookedness.
And it's a plunder called a place. I'll give them their portion there.
How about this one? I'm going to scatter them.
Where?
I'll scatter them in Israel.
Where they scatter? You throw your hand over into the book of Joshua. And I think about chapter 19 of this. And you'll find there. Whenever it comes to Joshua portioning out, to the tribes of Israel, their portion. We'll find that Levi gets no portion. And we'll find that Simeon, his portion is under the head of Judah. In other words, he is two names and a marked in the portion of Israel. They are scattered. The Lord said he would do it.
Why?
Because of their cruelty. Because of what they did to their instruments.
To a man without doing a law. God to work. I want to eat that.
Now come with me. The fourth one, we have got Judah. What do I do with this man?
Well, Commander.
Well, Commander. Judah, praise. Thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Ah, this is a different gift, certain altogether. If the first one had no conviction, if the second two were cruel, he is one well, Commander. He's spoken highly of. Can't speak too highly of Judah. Thou art he. Whom thy brethren shall praise.
Just a young man.
But as I said last night, number 4's recovery, didn't I? Hold your number 4's recovery right through. You'll have recovery. If you look at Judah, again to God, recovery in God. And again to Benjamin, you'll have recovery. 4, 8, 12. And every 4th generation brings recovery. And so we'll find here Judah brings in recovery. After the awful failure of the first man, Reuben, here we have recovery in Judah.
The scepter shall not depart from Judah. The Lord give us from between his feet until Shiloh come.
And to him shall the gathering of the people be, the ancient of death.
And I want you to know, beloved in Christ,
that the royal
the kingly royalty.
That was the stone on Judah. There on the head of David. And no one wielded the scepter from David until Christ came. And no one will until that future day when he comes and holds his scepter in his right hand. All the kings in between, Solomon and Nolan, that no one held the royal scepter. For David comes from David upon the end of death.
Now, come back simply then to what everybody says. Judas, our king, whom thy brethren shall praise, thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemy.
Not good.
See, his brethren's enemies,
all right.
Those who were enemies to his brethren, where's his hand going to be in their neck? He's going to fight for his brethren. He's out to contend for them.
So whenever I was a little boy at school, there were four in our home, and there were three boys and a girl. The girl was the eldest, I was the youngest. And I have a brother, and he was, he used to wear a big cloth. I don't know if you ever saw cloths or not, but they were made of a kind of wood. And we went to school, and you know, him and I used to fight at home. And he kind of gave me the best. And he was a fool, wasn't it? But then I was a fool. And the horse now is under the blind figure and he got at me. And my brother used to come in. He wouldn't fight with me, but he snapped in and he fought for me. But I want to say right now, brother, sometimes you might agree among yourselves. Get it? But never fight against the brethren outside. Hold them up. Never go outside to despise them. Never ridicule them. Don't become their God point to the ungodly or to other Christians and other denominations. Never do it. If you want to fight, always keep your thumb in the neck of the enemy. You know what that means? You keep your hand there and keep your arm flat. Thine hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. He wasn't fighting with his brother. He was fighting for them. Not my father. I love that.
You don't see God, you see the Christian.
A Christian is seven, not the man. We often say, you know, Northern Ireland, and I don't believe it, to say a true love never runs smooth. You ever hear that statement? True love never runs smooth. That's nonsense. Man and his wife, and they get married, and they lift the gun, it's so hot, and they look through the love of a bit of a struggle.
What?
I fall out with the Lord to prove I love the Lord, but
No.
Oh, no. I my love to him, my fidelity to him, my loyalty to him, my affection to him. And I see his coming out to me. And I love him. Why? Because he first loved me. I love my brethren. I might love some of their habits. I might love some of their ways, but I love them because of that. Because I love them. Therefore, I don't fight with them, but I fight with them. His arm will be a neck of his enemy. Thy fathers killed themselves by their own today. I won't stop a moment. I think of a greater than Judah. I think of a greater than you and me tonight. I think of Christ. Wasn't there pound in the enemy's night? Sunrise to Calvary. All the enemy was too strong for me, David said. I couldn't fight him. You and I had an awful soul. Our sins were black and awful. Our back was toward God and our face toward hell. And that's the road we were going. But all of the prince Judah, a greater than Judah came. High out of the tribe of Judah he came. And he goes to the enemy of Calvary. And he put his arms in the neck of the enemy. And he ran to them powerless. And what did they call? Thy father sent him to the old fire down. That would be a shot. We have five times. Oh, to see the man that gained the victory. And to see the mighty works of Calvary. And let's see what he did in the tree. What does it do? It fires our hearts and it fires us down before us. For the words of the old heaven, Jesus, my heart of yours and then, for love so full and so brave, and above our hearts in gratitude to God. And to Christ, because he faced the enemy, I fought the enemy. Okay. Look down again. Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey. A lion's whelp or a young lion. A fierce lion.
Speaking of youth. Speaking of vigor. Speaking of strength.
He was aggressive, that's the idea. He was powerfully strong. I want to tell you, fellow, my blessed Savior, who once among Golgotha's tree, the Lamb of God proved to be the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Blessed be his holy name. And he went right to Calvary. And through death, he threw him with the power of death that is the devil. Blessed be his holy name. So we'll find here, he's a lion's mouth. He's going to get the prey. He's going to have results from it. He's going to bring the prey back. And you'll be the prey tonight. Over in the clasp of Satan, there were souls, bond men and bond women, and the wisdom of God and through the work of Christ will be snuffed from the power of the enemy. Here we are tonight. Wonder of wonders. Deliver. Save. The prayer of us. Look again. He stood down. Not more. He stood down. You ever hear the lines?
I don't know anymore, yours.
I want you to come with me tonight. I trust I can warm your heart when you're warm today. Think of the Lion of Judah. Splendor of heaven. The glory of Emmanuel's long for heaven. And he stood down. From the sunshine of glory to the sea and land. What a song. What a song. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the wilderness. For your sake he became poor, that we through poverty might live. No more. From the throne to the grave. Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I am the Philip, he's upon a throne. Grace is everyone that hang up upon a tree from the throne out the tree. He stood down. He was oppressed. Have you ever been? He was oppressed. You do think you're capable. Does that mean because of the years gone, I have to do this thing, yes? Mm-hmm. I have to get out of my splendor, self splendor, and be prepared to take you to the cross. I have to leave the throne that I'm reigning upon and be prepared to pick the tree. You know what? How do you throne today? Too many Christians, and they sit on the throne and they keep Christ on the cross. Instead of putting him on the cross, putting Christ on the throne, that's the order. Oppressed, outcast, that's what you will be in our day. And I want to tell you, if you live according to the rules of Calvary, and if you keep in with the Lion of Judah, you'll be an outcast in the world. And then the world is happy with you, and you with the world. There's something wrong, dear brother. Something wrong, dear sister. He said to that, I love Calvary, love the moon of cross, beneath an eastern sky, amid a ladder cloud, among the folk that died for me, thorn crowned his blessed head, blood stained with every thread, cross laden on his death for me, and up so got the telly man. And yonder upon that middle tree, he bowed down, bowed his heavenly prayer. It was for you, beloved in Christ, it was for me. Does it not give our heart tonight and mouth us in his presence? And love so amazing! Does it not move you as not faith tonight?
My dear boy, my dear girl, and your son, to think that God loves you, to think he loves you so much, he gave his lovely son to go to Calvary to pay the debt of sin. You might glad that you might escape hell, that I might reach the Lord once more.
We hear the call. So the Bible says,
even
the death on the cross, I shall not another on the other side of me.
He took John, look again. He cut as a lion, what does that mean? Even during the bear, he cuts the bear. He got down low. You know, Branham, just as I want to say, the way of the cross is the way home. And what happened to my blessed Savior at Calvary? We have got to bear that too along the way and measure. We'll have to know what it is to be despised and rejected of men. We'll have to know what it is to pay. We'll have to pay.
Little wolf, like fight the pay. We're living in an age when too many of the Christians never bought the truth on the dinner. I had meetings in the old country some years ago. There was a young man and his girlfriend came to the meeting. They were both outsiders, what I mean by that, they weren't related to the people of God. Now, the great joy of seeing our young man's face, Luther 10 nights after he saw his, what now his wife said. And I left that district, and I went across the country for all the meetings, not like what we do in this country, maybe 5 miles over, turned again. And he came to old meetings on one Sunday night, he said, and they want to see you. He said, I'm in difficulty. He kept it difficult again. He said, this morning, he says, I got out of bed. He said, my father says, where are you going? He says, I'm going to the meeting. What meeting? He says, I'm going to the meeting over the country. So I said to him, I'm not up it. And you're roaming every night. You're never a night in the house. And he says, if you run on, you run out. And you're in the satisfaction. That next quarter you are in the house. Young man came to me, he says, tell me what I'm gonna do. He said, there's nobody safe in the house, and the father's very angry. And the mother never spoke. And I'm in a distress, but you know what to do. I said, don't speak that to your father. Don't speak to him. And don't speak that to your mother. But I said, you try to handle that. And I said, God will go with you. And you look out if you can get that Jesus book. On Monday, I'm third here. Got out at meal time. He's got his meal quickly. And she called with an arrow. I go and say, I'm after it. Don't get any place to that. After he left his work, he's trying to half an hour. We're getting over on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And no place for that. He started it. He gets his case. If you enter into it, come to your top of his turn and what he is lying to the people of wrong. He's a case for his death. He says, Ken, how you doing? His mother, father says that if I'm going to go to the meeting, I'm going to. Happening. He said, you want a great mother? He said, you're not leaving this house. But he said, mother, if I'm not leaving this house, I must be free to do what I see in the bank. And he said, I must be happy and liberty to do it. But he said, while I'm here, you've been here. Put that here, Simon. Put it here for me. How I can have. Hold the power come, where the people and I go.
I saw face of young man.
I saw that young man go into the tent. I married up there. And that young man tonight is the corresponding of San Cardiana.
Doing well.
He and my meetings will know that they have a court of a call. He says, Mr. Martin, mind that I do a thing. I just part of it. He says, I'm the car outside and I want to put the wee mouthpiece up in here. I want to see it. My father's my friend.
I want to see it.
I said, sure. As long as you don't upset me, I'm not there. 2 or 3 nights he took the man. He went home. He cleared over his car. And 2 weeks before the father said,
God has out of Christ.
The truth is out down. That's good to know what I can't get.
Say it down.
Come again. Who shall rouse them up? Who rouse them up? He crouched down. Who shall rouse them up? He's down. He's an old lion. Who's going to rouse them?
What does the Bible say? God raised them from the dead. God is the rising. Oh, blessed be his holy name. If God can rise, if God is going to rise,
God raised them by his mighty power from among the dead ones on the third day. It's not good news tonight. Oh, to think of the man that you and I come to remember in the first day of the week. He's not a dead Christ, but he says, I am he that liveth and that came dead. Amen. And I'm alive forevermore. That's a living Christ. One in God's right hand, power of all principality and power, and might and dominion, and every name of men. He holds the highest station. Oh, what joy was taken aboard. He sees an Emmanuel's land that God's right hand.
Our heavenly Judah, bless me.
Verse 10. The chapter shall not depart from Judah. Now the Lord give us from between us teeth until Shiloh comes, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. A future? No doubt a future. While we apply it now? A future. And the gathering of the people is going to be to him on the coming day, and as I said a moment ago, with regards to the royal scepter, as Judah has, and will not depart from Judah, and David was the son of Judah, and David held the royal scepter, and no one held it from. Until he who's right it is shall hold it. Blessed be his holy name. And unto him, the gathering of the people of Israel has a future. And Israel shall one day be gathered to the ancient of days. Thank God for that. Verse 11, finding his foe unto the vine, that you and I have been linked to Christ. I am the true vine, John 15. And his ass is pulled on to the choice vine, the selected vine. You know, sometimes we'll look at Christ, and we'll say, well, he's the vine. We'll look at him again, we'll say, he's choice. He's choice. That's what the woman in the Song of Solomon said. He's the third among 10,000. He's my love. Ah, but she said he's the third among 10,000. He's not only the vine, he's the choice vine. What do you think of him tonight? What do you think of the Savior?
It helps you to think of who you're carrying your brand and sister. You get good thoughts of him. Nothing will happen.
That's what he does. He wipes his garments in wine and his clothes in the blood of grape. His eyes shall be red with wine. His eyes shall be refreshed. For the wine. Wine makes glad the heart of man. Wine's to strengthen. Wine brings joy. Doesn't the Bible say, he shall see in the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. His eyes will be white. They'll be white, red. They'll be red and white. More. His teeth. White with milk. Oh, that word white means living. Living, not with his dear man's grandfather, will be living with what?
Snickers. You know, very often, when you go to the doctor, you might look at your feet. And you look at your feet, and the hands come here and help you there. The feet are all given to you. And you know by the way the thumbs on your feet, whether your feet or your house are good or not. What kind of feet are they? Good, healthy feet. They're white and not white. You know what I want to say, Brandon? What you and I so happy. Good thing you make this year. I was home, I think. Merry Christmas. Yeah, sure enough. Yeah, I all do.
It's nice to have good speech.
These are all important things. Where do we find it?
First of all, in the Zion of Judah, that you could just glare and reach at you in the slums of Judah. That's the name of God. I see the proper statement. I believe that Judah is not the book that each other is.
Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea. He shall be for a haven of ship, and his border shall be unto Zion.
This is the commercial touch. Commercial touch.
No doubt, you can look at this two or three ways. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven or at the shore of the sea. There'll be the sea called Pilgrim, and there's a haven for them. At night, you know, when the assembly is a shore or a haven for the saints of God.
Do you love to come to the first day of the week, Jesus? Thank you for that. That's great to get away from the world and the whole week prior and mix with the ungodly and to be with God's people and with God's lovely son this week.
Nothing like it.
Tell me, do you like the midweek meetings? Where the saints gather together? Throughout the week? You like it for there, you wouldn't miss a meeting, see you wouldn't? You say, no, indeed I wouldn't, sir. I'd love to be there. Why? Why, it's a haven.
It's a haven for me. I've been in the sea toss.
I have faced many a wind. I have faced many a wave and many a storm, but oh, the sweetness.
It's not a haven.
Have you been?
It's going to be a haven for ship.
That bottle of wave.
Yes. Nice. And there are those in the assembly, brethren, under a haven. There is more for the saints. Have a young brother. Have a young sister. Don't be a happy life closer to your brother. Brother, have you a Jerusalem? You would cut them off. You bear them. Would you be a shore? Would you be a haven? Would you bring them in and try and help them? There's a young sister in each house. There's a young brother in each house. He's been getting them lost. And these chickens are nearly stuck. I bring them in. I'm going to do the work of Zebulun. That helps.
I don't know. If memory is Zebulun on a yard lawn, I'll be hard on you in the yard. And he made his way this way. Where's the possible? And the ship come in, he charged the feet. What a mercy, man. He didn't hurt him later. Can I go there for the moment? Is it possible that we would give up the truth of God?
Well, there's mercy on us.
Aren't we all here?
We're all Jesus.
We're all Jesus.
or get up in the morning for the last minute. It's a hardly time to pray. It's a hardly time to read God's Word. The last moment of night, we're hardly time to pray or read God's Word. The whole day is filled in. And work all the time. Hardly time to bless yourself. I want to ask for it. I want to say, you might be a long time.
I have a home.
Them
kind of folk in this now, are you? You see these 12 boys that I'm talking about these nights? You can get nearly every one of them in somebody marked in the Assembly of God's people. And these kind of folk, and they're all of
them.
And if a council of mission, the people will never give it up, they will never give out a hand, they will never give hands to God, they will never eat a bite of scripture. Yeah, pray, you see.
I should join between the three partners.
Too many Christians were that, isn't it? You will find that because. And he saw that rest was good. Lazy boy.
Rest good.
I'm gonna rest. It's life easy. My father can kill himself and be right.
That
woman can still hold
her for
you,
like,
oh God.
But rest is good. And the land, you never saw the land of making money, you say. You just saw the land of being on. The storm can't never see the other moon. You're an angel up now. The only person still there was the lone ring, and he had a big muck breaking his heart. And he was raking away, raking away. And the big crown was dropping above his head, and he couldn't see it. He's so much earth down, looking on the good ground. All the land. Brothers and sisters, there's something far better for you and me than the passing things of the world. There's something far richer and grander for you and me than the trifling things of earth. Oh, lift your eyes tonight, I told you. And get a focus up on heaven. And get your affections renewed up there. And get your eyes turned to the man up there. I'm aiming for up there. And I want to tell you, you'll not know yourself in a week. If you seek to cultivate this breath, may I open the door. May I open the land of spirit and death. Now, I'm going to leave it for tomorrow night. We'll start on tomorrow night, God willing. But we're leaving tonight at 9:05. I just want to bless you. Shall we say?